So what can graduate students, or really any students, whether in college or high school, any type of student can do to help their stress?
Yeah, you know, this October is the busiest month for the counseling center, and it's simply because it's the middle of the semester and most students are extremely stressed right now. And what I want to mention are some of the signs of stress, some of the signs that you can be aware of and think that maybe you might need to come to the counseling center, or you might just need to take better care of yourself. Actually, some of those signs are fatigue, irritability, anxiety, poor sleep, poor appetite, low motivation, low energy, and sometimes depression.
Gotcha. Now, I mean, we just came off of, you're right, October would be a very busy month for the counseling center. I mean, we just came off of midterms, and I can't lie, I'm a little bit stressed out myself about that. So you mentioned a lot of things, poor appetite, poor eating habits, poor sleeping habits. So you just kind of advise students to make sure that they're taking care of themselves at all times, not even just during the high stress periods like a midterm or a final, but really it's more of a lifestyle, everyday type of help.
That's right. And some people really don't recognize when they're stressed. A lot of college students are very, you know, perfectionistic, or they really push themselves to a limit. And sometimes it can get to the point to where they start having severe anxiety or even panic attacks and depression. Not everybody handles stress that way, but one of the worst things is a lot of people, when they get stressed out, they start abusing drugs and alcohol to deal with it and help them. You know, they think that calms them down, but it actually can just make them worse in some respects. And so, you know, I want to mention there's two kinds of stress. There's physical stress and there's psychological stress. Physical stress is more like if you've been attacked, or let's say you've been mugged, or you have even a chronic illness, or some students have poor or unsafe living conditions, which is a physical stressor, as opposed to a psychological stressor, which is an example would be like bullying or cyber stalking, even test anxiety. It's really any situation that produces any emotional response. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize that they could possibly be under both types of stress.
We're speaking right now to Dr. B.J. Gunther. She's staff therapist and licensed professional counselor here at the University of Alabama, also a host of Brain Matters. In a couple minutes, about to facilitate a stress and time management workshop. Now, focusing on the time management portion of it, I think time management and stress, especially for college students, that would go pretty much hand in hand, right?
Oh, yeah, it does. And one of the things I like to talk about with coping strategies, or just to give people some tangential strategies to deal with their stress, I like to talk about relaxation techniques. Some good relaxation techniques are on our website, the Counseling Center's website. It's www.counseling.ua.edu. And you can click on resources, and we have lots of, you know, techniques for relaxation. It even has a link to a website that teaches you actually how to do a relaxation strategy. It's actually a guided imagery exercise, and it's really good, and a lot of students find that helps them, you know, when they're in their apartment or when they feel like they need to practice it at home. Another thing I like to suggest to some of the students that I see at the counseling center are some apps to put on their phone. There are some fantastic apps for stress management. One of the ones I like is called Take a Break, and I think it's free. If it's not, it's very cheap, and it's really something, you know, most everybody has their phone with them at all times, and so that's something that's easily accessible. There's another good app called I Love Panic Attacks. It's not what it seems, but it's a really great app for anxiety. When people are talking about time management, I really try to stress keeping an agenda, and it might sound old-fashioned. Some people actually keep a written agenda, but a lot of students put everything that they're supposed to do on their phone, and I just find that sometimes that's hard to keep up with. Like, you actually need to see what you've got to do that week on a piece of paper. And that helps you. And finally, prioritizing. Most people are not good at prioritizing. And if you just, I try to sit down with students and write out what they have to do if they feel overwhelmed. And then we prioritize. Okay, can't this wait for a couple of days? What is it that you have to do immediately? and so forth, and that helps people.
You're listening to Capstone News Now on WVUA-FM. Our guest at the moment is Dr. B.J. Gunther, staff therapist and licensed professional counselor here at the UA Counseling Center, also the co-host of Brain Matters here on WVUA-FM. Dr. Gunther, I'm curious, and we'll let you go in a minute because I know you got to run and do this, host this event, but I'm curious, you know, college-age kids, students, this seems to be the time when a lot of people kind of discover things about themselves that maybe they didn't know. And some of that stuff is tough to swallow. For example, I think that the diagnosis rates of a lot of mental health issues come about during this time, or they first come to light in the fore around the age of 21, 22, kind of this age group. With that in mind, what are the challenges that you guys have at the counseling center that is unique to the general public?
Well, I think what's unique about our center with regards to these diagnoses, and you're exactly correct, anything that is going to appear, anything serious, for instance, that's probably going to appear that could possibly be a lifelong diagnosis, usually comes out in, late adolescence, early adulthood, 18 to 21 years old. But the majority of the diagnosis or the issues we see at our counseling center are going to be things like poor sleep, poor stress management, feeling overwhelmed, relationship issues, roommate issues. We do see depression. We do see anxiety disorders, some test anxiety. So you can just imagine, we are a short-term, we call ourselves a brief counseling center. So we only are given students for the whole academic year 15 counseling sessions. So we try to take a brief counseling approach, and most students don't need really more than 4 to 6 counseling sessions, actually. So it's very beneficial. It's very well used on this campus. We're pretty busy, even though we have almost 20 therapists at the counseling center. But it's not hard to get an appointment. You just simply call, make an appointment for a screening, which is free, and it's just 30 minutes. That's the first session to kind of assess what the student needs.